We have a 12-member board.
Correct.
Do they want to get rid of this project, or do they want to move forward with it?
The board has voted to continue with this project, and it's a good project. It's a good project for everybody involved. They have a couple of concerns with the requirements that the city is requiring us to do with the fire doors. That being putting in those fire doors into the structure of that building and compromising the structure of that building. That being said, those concerns are going to be addressed with not only the city, an engineer, and the construction company that will be putting those doors in. So if there's any concern that putting in those doors will compromise the construction of that will compromise the structure of that our building, then this entire project would need to be relooked at. We've already had two failures. That structure, there's been two compromises in 1997, I think it was, 1997, and then in 2011, where the structure failed due to weight
of
snow, correct. The second one wasn't nearly as bad as the first one. However, it still happened, and now putting in doors, what does that do?
Okay.
You know, so we need to make sure that engineers are signing off and the fire chief and the city are all signing off on this project. There's a significant number of doors that will be put in to the winter show on the north and the south side of the building and on the front of the building as well. And what that does, as you can imagine, you know, when you have fire doors, you can't block fire doors. So we'll have to figure out how to place our vendors. So that's why I'm anxiously awaiting the layout of this so I can, you know, I need to move forward. I need to contact those vendors that normally come. I know approximately where they're going to be. And if that's where they're thinking, then we have some figuring out of where we're going to place these people. Because some of them are longtime vendors that have come to the winter show for many years. And I suspect at this point they'll be coming back. You know, I have no reason to believe that they won't.
Don, the proposal for addition is a 3,300 square foot addition, or what would be in that?
A new ticket office, as you can imagine. Well, I mean, if you've ever been to the winter show, you know what our ticket office space is like. So it's really a whole new entry into the winter show, along with new ticket offices, and our offices would be moved from the Rosebud Visitor Center up to the winter show, which we save money doing that in time and efficiencies. It will just be much better when my staff and I don't have to pack everything up every time we have to have an event that we're hosting and we need to be up there and we're packing up half our office to move up there. You know, it's much easier now than it was probably 20 years ago, because 20 years ago they were taking chairs and file cabinets and everything else. Now it's pretty much, you know, computers and stuff. But still, anytime you're moving stuff, you're at risk for damaging or losing equipment or data. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. It'll be nice. And then, you know, to have a new ticket area. If it lays out the way that I'm hoping to lay it out, we'd like to move the Ag Hall of Fame into that area rather than inside the building. We'll move that out into the entry so it's more visible and it gets the recognition that it deserves.